Hello, this is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, Lux and I, my co-host,
hello,
are having our first official show for Lava on Ox, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so let's just hop right into the music. First up, we have Still Into You by Paramore.
Not a walk in the park.
take this the wrong way. You knew who I was with every step that I ran to you. Only blue or black days, electing strange perfections in any stranger I choose. Would things be easier if there was a right way, honey?
Hello.
It's
our first show, Ava.
That's so crazy. What song was that?
That was Someone New by Hozier. This feels like a quiz. God,
it is a quiz.
I do actually love Hozier, so not that you would know that because you don't really know very much about
me. No, I know nothing about
you. We're hoping to get to know each other using this show. So you guys are going to watch us really, you know, talk for the first time on here.
Okay.
It's really
nice. For context, we're almost at 3 months of dating.
Almost 3 whole months.
It's
guys.
Not a lot, to
it's
be honest.
Really exciting.
But I
We've
do
known
know.
Each other for longer, to be clear.
Okay, yeah. So I went to a Maisie Peters concert. And
which is concerning, you know, for a partner to hear.
It was really fun, and the song that I'm playing next was literally insane. Everyone was screaming it, and it was just really fun, and I think even the studio recording is pretty good. So this is Psycho by Maisie Peters.
You kept me as your favorite secret, and I thought we just took it slow. They said your girlfriend's from the beaches. It's funny how everybody but me knows. I feel like you feel nothing, that's fine. Please leave this behind. You're losing your mind, calling me 100 times. Time you drew a line and stopped wasting my. Now that I'm over that hill, you wanna say how you feel? Crazy to think.
wanna talk, not ideal. Heard I moved on, babe, that's real. And you got a girl, but you still call me psycho.
So that was fun.
So that was great. So what makes you relate to that song exactly, Ava? What's really driving
No, that's
that
for you? Really, that's a really good question. Mm-hmm. Keep asking questions.
Keep being
curious.
Yeah.
I think curiosity is really important in a relationship.
That's great. Well, that's a really exciting thing for me to hear.
Yeah.
An exciting thing for me to share with you guys today.
That's really exciting.
So just stay in suspense with me, guys.
Yeah.
While we hear what's inspiring this really exciting.
So true.
Music.
So the next song is. You're Still a Mystery, but it's Butchers of Bleachers.
So true.
Okay. Wait. This is not inspired. I just like this song. But I love this one because it's the one with M.O. and it's from The Terrible Thrills Volume 2, which if you guys like the Bleachers, everyone please listen to that album in completion. It's amazing. It's like all of Jack Antonoff's friends doing all the songs, and I hope you guys like it. It's really cool. It's very different from the original. Alrighty, so that was You're Still a Mystery. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Next up is, your mic's also on if you'd like to contribute.
You know, I was just letting you go.
Okay.
I don't like to silence, you know, feminine people.
Thank you.
Women's month, but also you claim it because of the...
Yes, so sheet. Guys, listen to me.
It's
listen.
It's a really funny technicality.
Listen.
Ava likes to cash in on that.
I use she, they pronouns, right?
Uh-huh.
So technically, she is there, which means that on National Women's Day, that was my day.
That was, and so despite you not being a woman, you
I use the she pronouns, and so I claim
that's
it.
So true.
I claim it.
No,
and
bring us backward, Ava.
And so stop. And so I made that very clear to Lux in the morning. I sent him a TikTok, and I was like, I expect something for National Women's Day.
Yeah, and somebody was abandoned that community. Myself.
I got like half of a massage, and called it a night. But okay, so next up we have The Last Great American Dynasty, Taylor Swift. This one is dedicated to my sister, who I don't think she's listening because she's sick. She's sicky in Paris right now.
Sicky.
And so
it's a
very
different time.
I hope you guys like that.
Sleep well.
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train. It was sunny. Her salt box house on the coast took her mind off St. Louis. Bill was the heir to the Standard Oil name and money. And the town said, how did a middle class divorce they do it? The wedding was charming, if a little gauche. Only so far new money goes. They picked out a home and called it Holiday House. Their parties were tasteful, if a little loud. The doctor had told him to settle down. It must have been her fault his heart gave out. And they said, there goes the last great American dynasty. Who knows if she never showed up, what could have been? There goes the maddest woman this town has ever seen. She had a marvelous time ruining everything. Rebecca gave up on the Rhode Island set forever. Flew in all her bitch pack friends from the city. Champagne and swam with the big names and blew through the money on the boys and the ballet and losing on card game bets with Dolly. And they said, there goes the last great American dynasty. Who knows if she never showed up, what could have been? There goes the most shameless woman this town has ever seen. She had a marvelous time ruining everything. They say she was seen on occasion pacing the rock, staring out at the midnight sea. And in a feud with her neighbor, she stole his dog and dyed it key lime green. 50 years is a long time. Holiday house sat quietly on that beach, free of women with madness, the men. If I never showed up, what could have been? There goes the loudest woman this town has ever seen. I had a marvelous time ruining everything. I had a marvelous time ruining everything. A marvelous time.
Alrighty, so that was The Last Great American Dynasty. Next up is a nice song. It's a nice, loving, exciting song. It's exciting. Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow, and Dayglow is actually performing at the Spring Fling, which is very exciting. I listened to a lot of Fuzzy Brain, which is the album junior year, right before quarantine, which was nice.
That's helpful for them. 2019?
2019. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. We're freshmen. Anyways, yeah, do you have any comments on the song or...
It's a good one. Yes. I think 2020, I was also really into this song. I have distinct memories of early quarantine with it.
Yeah.
Some of those, you know, kind of sad, lonely dance parties, but it's one of those that makes it a little less sad to be alone in your room. So
yeah.
To those of you alone in your room.
Also, to those of you dancing in your car, just remember to hold the wheel the whole time. Sometimes I forget.
No, so true.
Okay, we're going to play the song now. Bye, guys.
All right, enjoy.
Alrighty. So exciting. Very exciting. Next up is the last song of like my section of our shared radio show. Yeah. And it's Conan Gray, which I had a big Conan Gray phase a while ago. Yeah, right. And now I feel like I'm like kind of burnt out.
It feels a little mandatory, but you know.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
Would you like? This is Little League.
Wow, Little League.
So kind of recent.
I was a fan of Lookalike.
Oh, fully, yeah.
You know, sort of just like lay on the ground, yeah. Sort of feel it.
Mm-hmm. I liked Idletown a lot because of the video.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. That was, you know, Conan Gray is one of those more traditional, like, start out on YouTube.
Yes.
Like, gain a, you know, really small, loyal following and then get to pop stardom.
You know, it's and like he Justin spent, Bieber sort of story. He spent, like, 2 years writing all of these love songs about someone he saw for like 10 minutes in a coffee shop.
So
and I
true.
Think that is really so a part of our generation.
And also gay culture.
No, like, literally it's gay culture for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this song is very like gay culture-y to me because it makes me reflect on like my little yeah. things as a kid, which yeah. is cute.
So as a straight passing couple, we would like to both yes. respectively share our you know gay songs with us. With
yeah,
you.
No, it's really exciting. Enjoy it. All right, this is Little League.
The cops could have swore that you and me could get away with anything. We lay on the grass all day talking, cause we snuck out of class when no one was watching. I remember you and me, yeah, I remember everything. But lately I've been feeling strange, and everybody's telling me to act my age.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey,
so it is PSA time. Woo!
You were all waiting for it.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
Your little headphones. I just wears the headphones in the like studio.
I'm a rule follower.
And that's also a rule. That's not a rule.
It's not a rule, but you know, it's
custom. It's very like it, you fit the vibe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's how it was, it's how I was trained. You were trained by Lucy. I was trained by two different people.
Lovely Lucy.
But yeah, we used our little must be the mic. we used our, maybe if you had your headphones on you would hear it when you bumped into it. But no, I just am a creature of habit, and also it feels like the right vibe. But
okay.
You know, speaking of high tech, this next PSA comes to you from a yellowing page that reads, "Why not cover your computer camera?" And the just so that you can get like a little mental image, this shows like a desktop, and the screen has a page open that says "Stop watching us." Period. So with that in mind, here's the PSA: if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Woohoo. Honestly, that's actually like, yeah.
I
cover your camera, actually, though, honestly.
Cover your camera.
Yeah.
I think that's actually real.
No free shows.
No free shows.
It's not.
They gotta pay. Yeah,
they gotta pay.
Yes. Not in this economy. Don't get them
okay,
a free show.
Well, Lex, it is now your section of the radio show.
Oh my
show.
God.
Are you so excited,
this is so
Tiny?
Exciting. So, funnily enough, I'm going to start my show. Well, not that this is a different show. We're so united as a couple, guys. This is really smooth.
All the songs are now the ones that he picked.
Yeah.
And he got less because, like, yeah.
Because men shouldn't have as many things. This is actually just,
yes.
I am personally getting rid of sexism right here.
Can you
right
explain
now.
That to me?
I would take too long, honestly. I think the words would be too big, but,
cool.
You know, speaking of big words, dinner and diatribes by Hozier is coming up next on the album Wasteland Baby, which came out a couple of years ago now. He's working on his next album, and I will stream it no matter what it is, even if it's just crickets for approximately an hour. I will stream it and I will play it on here. So this is the old one though. Enjoy.
All right.
Fill me.
All right.
So yeah, Ava, you were just commenting that you haven't fully appreciated this album quite enough,
yeah.
And I'll take that that opportunity to just, you know, fan excitement over over the album Wasteland Baby. It's truly a masterpiece.
Yeah.
The Hozier self-titled album obviously was incredible, but I really enjoy Wasteland Baby as sort of a response to the apocalyptic feeling of now and apparently the past 5 or so years. But so the album sort of acts as telling around the campfire of people like in the apocalypse and everybody having like their own different reaction to it. So that's each track on the album.
Ooh.
Is a different reaction to the apocalypse, and so that's one of them.
That's super cool.
It's just having a dinner party with your girlfriend's friends and not liking them and wanting to leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, honestly, that is the
apocalypse.
Speaking
of friends, we wanted to do a shout out for Angela because Angela, our friend, is listening.
Our bestie, Angela.
Yeah.
We love Angela.
We love Angela so much.
Maybe one day we'll have Angela on the show.
Angela is amazing. Honestly, yeah.
Literally, yes.
I think
that
so.
That would be incredible.
Angela, this is a formal invitation. To Third Wheel.
Yeah.
For an hour, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I would be third wheeling. Like,
you're right.
Both of us would be third wheeling.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, this is a shout out to Angela and a shout out to Angela's new mental health. Now that they're out of the
Yes.
mods, out of the.
I thought you said mods. Angela's mental health, and I was like, no, that too.
Mint
like,
of
let's bring that up.
Newly minted.
Yeah.
Seal of health.
Right out of the mods. Alrighty, let's keep this.
Mods.
Going. Do
Keep
you want
to?
What's your thing?
This is Acolyte.
You
sorry.
Like choose all the songs with like hard to pronounce
I'm
names.
I'm sorry. Next one isn't. That's Massey Star Fade Into You. But right now we're listening to Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog.
Woohoo!
secret choir. Salt my scrapes and sleep tight. Sing my brave acolyte.
Alrighty. So that was so nice, very chill.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're going back through old text right now.
We are.
Because
this is healthy.
It, of course.
Uh-huh. you wanna share what we're looking at?
Just a little bit. So we knew each other before we came to campus for like what? A month?
No, more than that, like two or three.
2 or 3 months. And there was one night, and I thought that Lux was making a move, and he wasn't.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because somebody else was making a move on Ava, because Ava was so desirable and
everybody's
in love with
okay.
them. So somebody actually was voicing interest.
Yes, so I was a little frazzled. Ava. I was a little frazzled, to be honest, because this is another person that I met online, and so I was like... Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so I turned it down pretty harshly.
Yeah.
And Lux likes to remind people about that.
I do actually. Yeah. Because I have a tendency to my humor is very deadpan, and so how I reacted to Ava being like, "Oh my god, this guy is just asking me out." I was like, I mean, you'll never get me to chill, you know? Like, I'm just really interested in
and
you,
I was
too.
Like, and you need literal psychological evaluations right now.
It was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, I like to bring that up whenever Ava's like, oh, you took like 3 months to get yourself together, and so that's why we only got together in December. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you turned me down in August before we had even met in person. So, that's actually... One of my favorite parts of our lore.
Yes. Yeah. We actually have, like, if we took the time to, like, spin it positively, like, there's some good stuff there.
Jesus, we have to spin it positively. All right.
Okay.
We have music, I promise.
Yes. Okay, next up is Fade Into You.
By Mazzy Star.
Woo.
Enjoy.
I wanna stranger's heart without a home. You put your hands into your head, and then it smiles, cover your heart.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
One last time.
Yes. This is going to be our last song. It's Cardigan, but it's like the Cabin and Candlelight version. I don't know. Lux added it.
It's.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, we just listened to it together earlier,
like,
remember?
Like 10 seconds, yeah.
Well, maybe that's all we needed to hear. But so we're trying to hear more now. Mm-hmm. We both enjoy the song on its own.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift likes to do remixes these days called, yes, like, Remix of In a Cabin with One Single Candle Lit.
Which, like, honestly, and, like, which catering so to the audience.
No, so true of her. Yeah. Like, she knows us.
Like, I eat well. That up.
I do. And clearly I do, too, because I put it on the playlist.
So. Yeah, so true. So
we'll
Sorry.
See exactly what that means right now.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to sign off now. This is Ava Maiella and
Lux Trevelyan.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you guys enjoy this wacky cardigan.
Yeah, see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
New phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick, sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. But I knew you, dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. I knew you, hand under my sweatshirt, baby, kiss it better. I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite. A friend to all is a friend to none. Chase two girls, lose the one. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. But I knew you, playing hide and seek and giving me your weekends. I knew you, your heartbeat on the high line, once in 20 lifetimes. And when I felt like I was an old cardigan under someone's bed, you put me on and said I was your favorite. Kissing cars and downtown.
had to kiss. I knew you.